Hey there, Sharon Hornellstrom here, and we're going to talk about box strategies to supersize and grow your business. Subscription boxes are physical things that you send to your customers on a repetitive basis. It might be monthly, it might be every other month. It depends on your products or services, but they're incredibly powerful strategies for creating residual recurring income in your business. We apply this strategy just like we apply any other strategy. We do market research. We know our audience. We know what things they would value, what they would like. Since the COVID pandemic, it's become really, really easy. It was before, but it's gotten even easier, and there's more choices and more automations to actually pull this off. This Babble Box is a jewelry company. I won't name it, but I used to get every month some jewelry from this company, this manufacturer, and they sent it in a box on a recurring basis. I think I subscribed to that for like 3 years, and I'm not even a jewelry person. It was back when I had the food business and couldn't actually wear jewelry. My coffee comes to my door. Thank you, Amazon and the manufacturer, because the manufacturer offers a subscription box, and I've actually cut back on coffee, so now I only get it every other month. But our groceries can come that way. Think HelloFresh, right? Our fresh foods and meals, any products and services. My toothbrush has a box that comes with a new head for my toothbrush and batteries every other month I get that. So we're only limited by our imagination. We can think about how could we add a physical product or service, even if you're a coach or a tax accountant or a service provider. There are ways you can creatively provide a product or service to the people that you serve on a regular basis for just about any industry and any products or any services that you provide. What would help your customers out? What is something that they would like to not have to think about anymore because they could automate the process of making sure they get it? My vitamins come to me every single month. What else do I have? I have a lot of things on subscription box type things. And you just, nowadays with websites, it's so easy to just add that to your website as an option for people. Almost any product that we can consume, which it's always nice if you have a consumable product on your offerings or among your offerings, can be turned into a subscription box. We can also, for non-traditional businesses or non-repetitive consumption businesses, we can find creative ways to actually send something physically to our ideal clients, our long-term clients, as appreciation that can turn into things that they might want to subscribe to. And I'm being really vague on this because our businesses are so different. But curious if you are you a subscriber to anything on a recurring basis? Not just your utility bills, but that's an example, right? Our utility bills on auto pay are kind of like a subscription box. Think of all of our streaming television, Netflix, HBO. These are services that are using a subscription box type model to deliver us a service and charge us every single month. They're like membership sites. Membership sites are basically a subscription box, right? You get it delivered to your inbox or digitally, but it's the same type philosophy and can be used. I have yet to think of a business we can't create something like that for in order to grow and build, add multiple streams of income and supersize. That's our topic for today. I'd love to hear your experience with this type of a model. If you use it for your business, or if you've ever considered using it for your business, share in the comments below. And I'll be with you tomorrow with another interesting strategy that you can think about possibly using if you're not using it already to grow and build your business. Have a great day.